Hello and welcome to another Fast Five. This week it's Jem, and I guess I should start with an apology. Because on Tuesday we had the interview between me and Greg about my first historical novel, Silent Crossroads, and that's what the Fast Five's about too. Sorry, everybody. So if you didn't catch the longer podcast on Tuesday, Silent Crossroads' basic conceit is about Harry Woods, the only British soldier who fought in both world wars on both sides. And what that allowed me to do is show particularly the interwar years from the point of view of an Englishman in Germany. And it leads to all kinds of points of view that most people know that there was hyperinflation in Germany and there was a certain amount of instability in Germany, and that's why Hitler came about. But, you know, one thing that a lot of people don't realize is immediately after World War One, just as there was a civil war in Russia, there was a civil war in Germany too. Yes, there was the hyperinflation. Let's not get too technical, but in essence, it's about the repayments that Germany had to give after World War One. But just as they were recovering from that, then they got hit by the stock market crash of 1929, which again, you know, you get the Great Depression in America that everybody knows, but it caused similar effects in Germany. So when you combine the civil war and two different economic crashes in the space of a decade, is it any surprising that these desperate people in Germany went for a desperate option, and hence the rise of Hitler? And so I'm explaining all this not in a historical textbook kind of way, but from the lens of a family, a man who had ended up fighting in both sides on World War One, so he can see both points of view, and he and his wife are trying to raise a family and stay out of trouble. But he gets sucked back in, but his wife watches with horror as her daughter is being brought up in the era of the Third Reich. You know, she sees her daughter join the female equivalent of the Hitler Youth, and, you know, starts becoming fairly appalled at the indoctrination of the children. Of course, this is something where you can start arguing about parallels of today, but, you know, I'm not really about that. What I want to do is tell a strong family drama, which also has battles in it as well. I guess you could say I'm trying to have my cake and eat it too. But certainly in the case of Harry, this all came, as I said, you know, from many years ago, a flippant little article I put on History Gems. And for the record, Harry himself is fictional. There is no British soldier who fought in both world wars on both sides. There are examples of British Imperial troops fighting for the Germans in both world wars. There was actually 2,500 Indians, mainly Indian POWs from World War II, that ended up joining the Tiger Division, which was originally part of the Wehrmacht and ended up being part of the Waffen-SS. Now, they weren't frontline troops. They were actually on administrative and supply duties. But the argument there, the basic argument there, is you're trying to fight for your independence from the British Empire, we'll help you. So it wasn't that they were particularly fond of Nazi ideology, but it fitted in with the nationalist ideas of the time. So there are instances of people switching sides, but once Harry was stuck in my head, he really got stuck in my head, and I really hope that you experience it as well. I would argue that there's something in the book for everybody. If you're looking for a family drama, a character piece, that's absolutely there. If you're looking for action, that's also there. So a little something for everybody. But this is self-published, and this is where I appeal to you all. I launched it all on Monday. I had an awful lot of congratulations and a lot of thanks, and I managed to sell about 10 books on the launch on Monday. So if you're sitting there thinking, look, I like this podcast, or do you know what, I follow Jem on History Gems, I'd like to contribute, well, the Kindle version is basically £1 or $1 or €1, a little over, but only a little bit. It's less than a cup of coffee. For the amount of time you're sitting there, perhaps drinking a cup of coffee, listening to the podcast, hey, you could have spent less money and bought the book. If you want a paperback, you can also get that. That's a bit more. But I absolutely encourage you to make that click and join Harry's journey, because I promise you it's riveting. Thanks for listening. Longer podcast and no conversation about the book next week.